Netflix's Jeffrey Dahmer series accused of racism toward black crew, one of the worst shows I've ever worked on. By David Ng on October 2, 2022. Netflix's Jeffrey Dahmer limited series has come under attack from gays who objected to the show's LGBTQ label and the families of the killer's victims, who found the whole enterprise distasteful. Now the show is being accused of racism toward black crew members who worked on the production. Kim Alsip, a production assistant on the Ryan Murphy-produced series, recently called out the show in a tweet, claiming she was treated poorly due to the color of her skin. "I worked on this project and I was one of two black, sick, people on the crew and they kept calling me her name," Alsip wrote. "We both had braids, she was dark skin and 5'10". I'm 5'5". Working on this took everything I had as I was treated horribly. I look at the black female lead differently now too." Speaking later to the Los Angeles Times, Alsip elaborated on her accusations. "It was one of the worst shows that I've ever worked on," she said. "I was always being called someone else's name. The only other black, sick, girl who looked nothing like me. And I learned the names for 300 background extras. I just feel like it's going to bring back too many memories of working on it," she added. "I don't want to have these PTSD types of situations. The trailer itself gave me PTSD, which is why I ended up writing that tweet and I didn't think that anybody was going to read." Dahmer, Monster, The Jeffrey Dahmer Story, from mega producer Ryan Murphy, dramatizes the life story of the infamous serial killer who during the late 70s through the early 90s lured 17 young men and boys to their deaths, engaging in dismemberment, cannibalism, and necrophilia. Starring Evan Peters in the title role, the show began streaming this month and has drawn strong audience interest, hitting the number one spot on the streamer's most watched list around the world. But as Breitbart News reported, gays took to social media to chide Netflix for putting the show under the LGBTQ category. With one TikTok user saying, "I know this is technically true but this is not the representation we're looking for." Netflix later caved to their demands by removing the LGBTQ category tag from the show. The streamer still has a production deal with Barack and Michelle Obama, and continues to be a major source of fundraising for Democrat politicians. CEOs Reed Hastings and Ted Sarandos rank among Hollywood's biggest Democrat boosters, donating lavishly to politicians including Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, California Governor Gavin Newsom, and Los Angeles District Attorney George Gaskin. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HatesDavidIng. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.